Page 64. Cross-curricular focus. Avoiding icebergs. After the Titanic tragedy, in order to avoid more disasters, the International Ice Patrol, IIP, was created in 1913 to observe Iceberg Alley, an area with many icebergs just off the coast of Newfoundland in the Northern Hemisphere. The IIP collects information from ships in the area and uses aeroplanes and radar to detect icebergs in the water. Scientists put the data into a computer, which uses information on ocean currents to calculate where the icebergs will go and how long it will take them to get there. Then the IIP sends the information to all ships travelling in Iceberg Alley. In the Southern Hemisphere, ships use satellite images from the European Space Agency's Polar View to avoid icebergs on their route. Individual ships have also got radar systems that can detect an iceberg from many kilometres away, even during bad weather. All of this modern technology has contributed to the safety of ships at sea over the last century. But unfortunately, accidents still happen. There are a number of reasons for these accidents. Firstly, because of global warming, ice in the Arctic Sea is melting, making it easier for more ships to take a shortcut through the North Atlantic Ocean instead of sailing further south and taking a longer and safer route. Statistically, if there are a lot of ships in this danger area, there is more chance that one of them will hit an iceberg. Secondly, some icebergs are too small to see on radar, but are still big enough to sink a ship. Thirdly, some captains don't use IIP iceberg information. However, no ship that has paid attention to IIP's warnings has ever hit an iceberg.